Greetings, Oroville and the world. Today is Thursday, 8th of November, and cloudy morning here in Oroville, and 25 degrees Celsius with expectations of some thunderstorms. The Oroville Council Study Group and Resident Assembly Service have put forward a proposal for the community for change to the selection process and for the new group, the clearance panel. RED was initiated 2 weeks ago to get the decision from the community and was planned to go on until 5th of November, but results are showing that they are not reaching the quorum. So for that reason, they are concerned that decisions which affect immunity processes are not receiving sufficient participation from the community, and the Oroville Council feels helpless at present on how to move forward without a quorum being reached. They still value the community voice on these proposals. Therefore, they have decided to extend a deadline for this RED process until Saturday 10th of November, midnight. And on Monday 12th, it would be a last day for the RED or Resident Assembly decision-making event on broadened master plan proposal and associated proposals. If until Monday you haven't voted yet, you can do that in person in front of Solar Kitchen between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. where also Resident Assembly Service members will be happy to answer your any additional questions. On Friday 9th of November at 5:30 p.m, Kripa will present a musical voyage through Spain, a musical presentation by Pushkar on the piano with music by various composers. On Saturday 10th of November at 5 p.m. in Town Hall Cinema Paradiso, the French Pavilion presents A Smart City in Pondicherry. Growing Oroville's Economy Sustainability, GES, is an interactive workshop which will be going on Saturday 10th of November between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Verité. And they cordially invite all interested people to the first workshop. The aim of this workshop is to hear new ideas and proposals, to give constructive feedback, to find synergies and complementing ideas, to brainstorm actions in order to connect the proposals towards one common initiative to grow Oroville's economy. And they're planning to present 3 presentations from different interested parties on objectives and actions on how to improve our economy, perform interactive group work on the present ideas, and the workshop will be facilitated by York and Elvira and representatives of FMC and the Oroville Council. The community was stricken by the news that our dear friend and sister Rosa Tuch from Moldova peacefully left her body at the age of 77 on 5th of November in her apartment in Citadines. Rosa arrived in Oroville in 2007 and became Orovillian 2 years later. Her main fields of work have been Mater Mandir and Savitri Bhavan. Each year on 28th of February, Rosa used to organize a gathering of Russian speakers from Oroville, the Ashermen abroad, and in 2017 came the inspiration for the name of the common space of Eastern Europe, Russia, Caucasus, Central Asia region in the international zone, Brotherhood Pavilion. As well, the push for its realization. And we have an announcement from Foodlink that upon the demand, they will start next week supplying pasteurized milk in glass bottles in 2 sizes, 0.5 liter and 1 liter. And those bottles will be available in PTDC, in Hearst and Foodlink. And they're open for our large orders of pasteurized milk from cafeterias, especially on Sundays when their farmers have extra milk as the stores are closed. Norma Gurley-Ruiz wrote, "Love will give you inner peace. It will change your perception of everything." Thank you for listening us, and you can reach us on oroville radio.org.